But right now, today is an exciting day because we are launching a brand new segment of the Aaron Keck Show. It is called Kids Q, designed to promote fun, healthy communication between parents and children. So hope you all are listening. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, or Kids Q for short. We're going to have it every Wednesday and Friday here at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And to help us launch this first segment of Kids Q, we got a very special guest here in the studio from YouthWorks on Main and also from Youth Forward, Tabitha Blackwell, here in the studio. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited about this question.
I'm excited, too. We were talking about this for a while. We'll get to the question in just a second, but tell us how it's going over at YouthWorks on Main. This new building just opened earlier this year, beautiful, right next to the PTA thrift shop, but I haven't been inside of it. You have. How is it?
Yes, it is amazing. It is buzzing. Our tenants are moving in, so all of the amazing organizations that you mentioned there with Skajaja Fund, Musical Empowerment, etc., are moving in now, and they are starting to really dig into some really amazing work, and soon we'll be doing some assessments and start getting trainings going.
Awesome. So are you ready for this question?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. So today's question, and we're launching Kids Q with this. Would you, and this is for parents, this is for kids, this is for anyone who's listening to this, talk amongst yourselves after you hear this question. Would you rather have super vision or super hearing, and why? It's not which superpower do you want. We're narrowing it down to two. You can have super vision, you can have super hearing. What do you want and why?
I want super hearing.
You want super hearing?
Because I am a huge lover of music.
Oh,
and
nice.
I love music festivals and live music, so super hearing, hands down.
Super hearing would be great because then you can hear what other people are saying about you in the next room over, right?
True.
Yeah.
This
You're
is
always
true.
Concerned. I'm always concerned about that. For
Maybe
better
that
or worse.
That may change my answer here.
I want supervision because I know without supervision I would get in a lot of trouble.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love to. I don't know. Supervision would be really cool. Like, imagine like what supervision would actually entail. Like, both of us are wearing glasses right now, so for us, supervision is just the ability to take our glasses off and actually see well, right?
Exactly.
But like supervision, would we be able to see through like the trees across the street and see like what's going on the next town over, or
maybe.
Depends
yeah,
on what that means.
It could be like seeing through walls and
right,
all that
right.
kind of good
it's
stuff,
not just
so.
Taking off your glasses and being able to see like that stop sign a mile away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to be that thrilling for the two of us.
Super hearing would be cool. I guess the downside of super hearing is like super sensitive hearing, where you can hear anything, but then like everything comes in. So
yeah, it'd be pretty hard to sleep with
right.
super
oh,
hearing.
God,
but you
yeah.
could go to sleep with supervision.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I guess either of them would be good, but you'd want the ability to like turn it off or tweak it or just sort of narrow the focus in some way, which
exactly.
I assume Superman can do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like he can focus his supervision on things so that everything else around him becomes a distraction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it takes lots of training.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lots of training.
Like, it's not just having the power, but, like, with great power comes great responsibility. And with great responsibility comes, like, hours and hours in the gym trying to figure this out with a personal trainer.
Yes, I'm hearing a Rocky montage in the background.
Rocky montage, yes. Except really boring because you're just sitting there, like, listening really hard to things.
Exactly.
I love it. All right, so if you're listening out there, would you rather have supervision or super hearing, and why? If you're driving around, if you're at home listening, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Use the hashtag KidsQ, and that's KIDSQ, KidsQ, and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. We've got Tabitha Blackwell here in the studio from YouthWorks on Main, and also Youth Forward, for which you are the executive director, and they're one of the tenants at YouthWorks on Main. So tell us about Youth Forward. What does it entail?
Youth Forward Forward is actually an organization that was designed by a bunch of really amazing funders in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. They provide funds to nonprofits, youth-serving nonprofits in the community that help underserved populations. And so one of the things that we also do are really help the youth-serving nonprofits that work with those with those particular populations. And so we do all types of trainings, whether it be grant writing trainings or communications. So our job is really to provide a superpower or
nice.
To supercharge those organizations so that they're more effective and more efficient and can better impact and serve the kids that they work with.
I love the idea of a nonprofit helping nonprofits. That's
yep.
cool. Who helps you? How high up does that go?
So who helps us? Well, we always want, you know, individuals and donors to help us.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to practice what we preach. So we really are working to become the best nonprofit we can be and then really teaching a lot of the organizations around us all of those really great best practices. And so as we are becoming a better nonprofit, we are also really encouraging those organizations. So we bring in experts who from Duke, from UNC, from all types of backgrounds and all types of pro bono experts out there who can help us, then we then bring them in to help those organizations. So we don't do the PowerPoints. We do lots of hands-on work with nonprofits to help them become better.
Awesome. How many people work with you?
It is myself and one part.
Oh, my
person.
God.
Yeah.
So this we is like small we
exactly,
there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really, well, wow.
We've spent lots of...
The way you're describing it, like, it's like, oh, there's like 30 or 40 people working. It's you and one other person. That's
exactly,
incredible. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
But so. we do lots of really great work with the help of those really amazing experts. If we didn't have the pro bono people who come in and the amazing group of trainers and facilitators come in and do the work with us, then it would not be possible with just two of us.
That's awesome. Again, speaking with Tabitha Blackwell, Youth Forward, how can people find out more? How can people get involved?
Absolutely. They can go to chcyouth.org and you can see all of the amazing things coming up with us. We have some grants coming out that you can actually apply for, and that's going to be coming out in the fall. We have an amazing Youth Provider Summit they will hear more about. They can come and network with other youth service organizations, and they can always find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. All right. Tabitha Blackwell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, this week's Kids Q question, or today's Kids Q question, we'll have another one on Friday. Would you rather have supervision or super hearing, and why? If you've got great answers, if your kids have great answers, send them to us. Share them on Facebook. Share them on Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, and that's Works with an X, Youth, WORX on Main, using the hashtag Kids Q.